Central Jersey Talk Radio, 1450 WCTC, with the Restaurant Guys.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. You are listening to The Restaurant Guys. I'm Mark Pascal, and I'm here with Francis Schott. Together, we own Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi Restaurants in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We're here to give you the inside track on food, wine, and the finer things in life. You can still reach us through restaurantguysradio.com or download our podcast on iTunes.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Francis.
Do you know, everyone out there in listener land, that this is a call-in show? We're taking calls locally and also for anyone listening on WCTCAM.com. We put it out on our podcasts as well, although belatedly. This is our last weekday broadcast on WCTCAM. It's our last weekday broadcast for the time being.
Kind of sad. Do you know the only thing that's not sad about it?
All the time we're going to have this summer? All the summer of fun that lay ahead of us?
All right, there's something else that's not sad about it.
What's that?
That Friday was supposed to be our last show, and they asked us to come back and do two more.
They asked us for two more days. Well, so today's going to be a fun show. We're going to take call-ins, which is not our want to do, and we'd like you to call in. If you're calling from outside the listening area, it's
888-545-9282. Boy, we never say that. See, so we don't know the phone number because we never can take calls.
And if you're calling from inside the listening area, it's 732-545-9282.
Now you're on your way.
We're gonna give stuff away later on.
Lots of stuff. We have lots of stuff to give away today. So
now I want everyone to realize we're going to continue to do our podcast at least once a week over the course of the summer. We're going to do a podcast. And then come September, we're going to probably ramp up production back up again to where it is. But I'm getting married in 2 weeks, going on a honeymoon. Mark's going to take some time off in August.
Yes, I am.
And we're going to take a nice, leisurely summer just casually running two restaurants and a consulting business.
Well, you know, there are some people that we have to thank today, and I'll get started early. And the first one is my wife and your fiance, because basically what we did when we started this radio show, said, you know what, 14 hours a day isn't enough. We'd like to make it 16 hours a day. And so they've really taken up a lot of the slack in our lives while we've been doing the show every day.
But I have to say, if you are loyal listeners here on WCTC, we never realized that the podcasts would come into such prominence as they have. One of the things we're maybe most proud of, I think we've gotten to talk about a lot of serious issues here, and I think that maybe for commercial radio in particular, we maybe deal with things a little more in depth. Maybe you agree with us, maybe you don't agree with us, but if we've done anything, if we've sparked a discussion, if we've sparked you to think about where your food comes from, what you can expect for a restaurant, what's truly elegant and what's fancy schmancy, you know, what's a ripoff and what's a good deal, and how to source where our food comes from, we've done what we set out to do.
And you know what? If you agree with every single thing that we've said over the time that we've been on WCTC here, then you're probably not listening carefully enough because...
Oh, I don't know. We're pretty smart.
No, but I want the listeners to be thinking about what we're saying and to be incorporating the things that we say into their daily lives.
And I want to throw out something else there. We know that we have a lot of folks in the industry who listen, and we know that probably most of the folks in the industry who listen are listening via computer, because most of them aren't in the listening area,
sure.
And up at 11 o'clock in the morning listen to AM radio. But many of you are, and many of you catch us in your car. For those of you who are in the industry, who listen to this show, the position of the restaurant business has changed in the last 10 or 15 years and changed for the better. We have a professional industry, and you know we bash on Gordon Ramsay all the time because we feel that he doesn't act in a dignified way. This is a dignified profession, and moms and dads out there, if you've got kids who want to go into the restaurant business, we had to hide it from our grandparents that we
That's
were
right.
in the restaurant business.
We did. We hid it from our grandparents.
And it's important stuff, and it's people stuff, and it's locus of the community stuff. And if you're in the business out there, you have a responsibility to your patrons to be honest with them. You have an opportunity to do well and do important things by dealing with local farmers and dealing with local food and thinking yourself about where stuff comes from. And then helping to, and this is what we do in the radio show, it's an extension of this, but I think all restaurants need to contextualize the food. Explain to people the difference between wild salmon and farm-raised salmon and why you buy your tomatoes locally and why the food is great. And sort of do that as a member of the community, not as a preacher, as somebody who people come and say, hey, you got great food. What do you got, and why do you have that?
You know, I was interviewing somebody just maybe 3, 4, 5 days ago. And part of our interview process, I always let the interviewer, the interviewee, ask me whatever they want to ask me about the restaurants, the job, whatever. And frequently by those questions, I'll get some insight into how they're thinking about the place. Well, anyway, one of the interviewees asked me, so why do you do this? Why are you in this business? What's the purpose of this, of all this? Why do you work so hard at this? And one of the, and I got to reply, and I had a long reply that I'm not going to give you the whole reply right now because there's a lot of reasons. But one of the best reasons that why do I enjoy being in the restaurant business? The restaurant business, things happen in restaurants, okay? And when you're in a restaurant, you may be celebrating grandma's 75th birthday. You may be celebrating a graduation. You might be getting engaged. You might be signing that big business deal that's going to change the rest of your life. Okay? Life is a series of moments. Okay? And we remember those moments in our life. Well, a lot of the great moments of your life happen in restaurants. And I get to be there for them. And even the ones that aren't great, okay? When you have the repast after a funeral, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You go to a restaurant most of the time. That's where you end up. Okay, that's a really important moment in people's lives. And we get to be there for a lot of those really important moments in people's lives. And sometimes it's just the best dinner of your life.
And, you know, I just want to go back to, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back on the other side of the break and take calls. But I just want to say to our local listeners, thank you for listening. I'm going to encourage you to keep listening because we're still affiliated with
Absolutely.
WCTC. Even over the summer, they've asked us to stay affiliated with them, and we will. We're helping them to build up their website. You can still get to us through WCTCAM.com.
That's right. They're going to post our podcast, so you'll be able to listen through WCTC.
They're going to put a link through their website to ours. RestaurantGuysRadio.com is always there. And, of course, Mark and I are on the floor most nights at Stage Left or Catherine Lombardi, so you can come and see us and eat and drink what we do as much as listen to what we do. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to ask people to call and be patient because we have people calling in from all over. And we're going to give away some stuff. And I'm going to say the first two things we're going to give away, or two of the things we're going to give away today are I have 3-ply stainless steel nonstick frying pan from Le Creuset, one of my favorite producers of Le Creuset. These things retail for $115 a piece. And we're going to give one away to somebody who calls from the local calling area, and we're going to give one away to somebody who calls from outside the listening area. But you have to have a cool Restaurant Guy story in order to get the pan. You have to have something that you heard on here, something you think is funny or that you enjoyed or that, you know, where you think we're terrible, but it's funny, your story.
And again, we're talking about radio here. We're not talking about the restaurants.
Yeah.
So let's call and let's talk about the radio show.
All right. So we'll be back in just a moment. Call back in. The number, if you're outside the listening area and listening on ctcam.com, is 888-545-9282. The local number is 732-545-9282. And we'll be back talking to you in just a moment. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, 1450 WCTC. It's 1115.
Central Jersey Talk Radio, 1450 WCTC with The Restaurant Guys.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Mark and Francis, The Restaurant Guys. You are at the Swan Song broadcast for the summer of The Restaurant Guys. We will continue at restaurantguysradio.com, and we'll be back up on the air in some format or another in the fall, whether it's a Saturday show or another weekday show. We'll figure it out. We have a couple of callers in. I guess everybody likes Le Creuset cookware. And we're going to go out of area first. We have Kelvin Roth from Chicago online.
How are you guys?
Kelvin, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
and I appreciate you giving out the people out of your listening area, giving out the number over the radio.
Oh, thanks. Well, I appreciate it. Because you were going to dial a 732 one, weren't you?
Exactly.
It would barely pay for the pan you're going to win if you have a good story for the restaurant guys. So in the spirit of full disclosure, Kelvin has flown in from Chicago to come to the restaurants, actually. You found us on the radio and then flew in and ate our food.
Exactly. That was well worth the trip. First, I wanted to thank you guys because clearly you've opened up my eyes, as well as I'm sure other people, to not only eating good, but eating good. And probably one of the early on, I turned a buddy of mine on to listening to the show, and he and I had listened to quite a few episodes, and we were at a wedding one weekend, and it was one of these weddings where we knew nobody else, and they sat us at a table with some agribusiness guy who made the mistake of piping up and saying, you know, this stuff about sourcing and all that, that's way overrated, and kind of made a couple comments of, I don't know why they even bother. And unfortunately for him, on the drive over to the wedding, we had listened to a few shows.
And so you were armed and dangerous.
Oh, we were very dangerous. So my buddy and I kind of read him the riot act as our partners kind of went, oh, just shut up.
So you're out there in the army of the restaurant guys, doing good work and doing good by eating well and spreading the religion.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Kelvin, thanks for listening, and you're going to continue to listen on the podcast, right?
That's absolutely.
Well, also, you've won, Kelvin.
Good story.
You're the first caller from out of the listening area. You win a 3-ply stainless steel nonstick frying pan. It's worth $115, but you have to fly to New Jersey to pick it up.
Okay.
So, you know, kind of know if it's worth it or not, but it's kind of heavy to ship. So thanks for calling. And
Kelvin,
thanks
so much.
We'll put that aside
for you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Kelvin from Chicago. Let's go to somebody else.
By the way, I just need to add, Kelvin from Chicago has been a listener since the beginning of the show. An avid emailer, sends us a lot of ideas. I mean, a lot of you have done this, sent us ideas for shows, but Kelvin's really been one of those people who's thrown a lot of stuff our way for ideas.
Up, Kelvin. right. So I have to say there's one quick funny story before we go to the next caller. I was once sat on an airplane on the way coming back from Ireland, believe it or not. And I was sitting next to a guy. He said, "Well, what do you know? You're on a 6-hour flight." And I'm the guy. I say hello. I introduce myself. But I don't want to get in a 6-hour conversation with you. So I have my book, and then we have pass a little conversation. I want to know your name. I do want to be friendly, and then I go back to my book. And he said, "Oh, you're in the restaurant business." You know, he's asking some questions. "You're in the restaurant business." He says, we do sort of the same thing. I said, "Oh, yeah?" He said, "Yeah, I'm a food scientist." I said, "Oh, what have you done?" I said, "Well, my biggest thing was I figured out a way to get 40% more air into suspended in whatever form of thing a Cool Whip is. And
whatever form of matter that is.
And I figured out a way to get it to hold 40% more air." I said, "Actually, we don't do the same thing at all."
I would say we do opposite things.
And I said, "So when Cool Whip came out with those containers that said now 40% more, it's 40% more air?" He said, "Yep." And I thought, "I hate you. I just hate you." Anyway, so let's take the next caller to Gene in North Brunswick. Gene,
welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I just want to thank you guys for all the information that you've given to me that I've taken advantage of. I now use my local food stands, and I'm looking for steak that's grain-fed, not corn-fed, so I can taste it. And your interviews with the restaurateurs have just been magnificent. I just want to thank you. I'm sorry to see you leaving.
Well, do you have a computer?
Yes, I do, at work.
Well, go to restaurantguysradio.com, and for your next birthday, ask one of your kids or your nephews or your nieces for an iPod. And you want them to preload the Restaurant Guys shows on it.
All right.
Hey,
that
Gene, thanks a lot. Gene, do you cook?
Yes, I do.
Would you like a 3-ply stainless steel nonstick frying pan worth $115?
I would love it with my whole heart and soul.
All right.
That's great. We're going to leave you. We're going to send you to our engineer who's going to take down
Danny's
your information.
Danny's going to take your information.
Okay.
And we'll hold it for you at the restaurants and just give us a call. And we'll get in touch with you about how to pick it up.
Very good. Thank you
Excellent.
Very much. And good luck with whatever you're going to do this summer.
Thanks a lot.
And he's going to get married.
I'm going to get married. I need a little luck there. All right.
Thanks, Gene.
Let's go to our next call. We have Helen in Somerset. We don't have Helen.
I don't think we have Helen in Somerset.
Oh,
we do.
Oh, here we are.
Hot diggity.
Yes, you do.
Hi, Helen.
And you're not going to get away with it because you have been on my air every day since you started.
Oh, that's great.
That's really nice, Helen.
I love to cook.
Uh-huh.
And when I worked for the state police, I used to cook on an electric frying pan a whole lunch or dinner.
Uh-huh.
So when you talk about the different things you do, I try to put them into my cooking.
And so when we get pulled over, can I use that to the state policeman? Can I be like,
"Hey,
you know,
Helen, listen to the show every day."
Yes. And I've learned a lot. The other day, last week, you were talking about mushrooms. I was talking, my adopted daughter called me and said, "Ma, you're not going to believe what's growing in my yard." And I go, "What?" She says, "These big mushrooms that look like portobello mushrooms." I said, "Don't eat them."
Yeah, good news.
You know, I was wondering where the story was going, Helen. Mark and I are looking at each other like,
"Oh, I hope they didn't eat them."
Oh, no.
I just said, "Don't eat them."
Yeah.
Don't,
well,
please.
Well,
don't eat that.
Well, you've heard it here on the air, everybody. The Restaurant Guys not only have great culinary advice, but we've just saved a life.
That's right.
Hey, Helen, have you been to either one of our restaurants?
No, I haven't, but
Helen,
my children have.
Helen, if we were to give you a $50 gift certificate to come to one of our restaurants, would you do it?
I sure would.
Well, if you stay on the line, Danny's going to take your information, and we're going to get in touch with you, and we're going to send you $50, and we're going to meet you in person.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the show, Helen.
Right.
Okay, we have time, I think, for one more caller before the... You know what? We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll do the caller on the other side. So, John and Asbury, hold on, and we'll be back with the Restaurant Guys in just a moment. You're listening to the Restaurant Guys on 1450 WCTC for the last time. Central Jersey, 1450. It's 1125. The Feluga family at the Livio Feluga Winery are masters of modern winemaking, rooted deeply in Italian tradition. Founder and patriarch Livio Feluga has been counted among the 7 most influential Italian winemakers in the last 100 years. Signore Feluga pioneered the Friuli method. It's a style of winemaking that focuses on the purity of the fruit and the expression of the soil. It's made Livio Feluga Pinot Grigio the standard bearer for high-quality artisanal Pinot Grigio. It's serious, interesting, deeply rooted wine that speaks of the very essence of Friuli, from whence it comes. But with Livio Feluga, it's not only Pinot Grigio. Feluga wines offer a world of adventurous choices. Have you ever had a wonderful Ribolla Gialla or a Picolite? Well, if you haven't, then you're missing some very special Italian wine indeed. Feluga makes red wines like Verdigo, which is Cabernet and Merlot, or Sasso, which is made with the Italian grapes Refosco and Pignolo. Start with Pinot Grigio, the way it's supposed to be, and then, through the efforts of Livio Feluga, take a tour of Friuli, glass by glass, sip by sip. Ask for Livio Feluga wines at your local wine shop, or look for them online. Tell them you heard about it on The Restaurant Guys.
Central Jersey Talk Radio, 1450 WCTC.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys. Mark and Francis, stage left in Catherine Lombardi Restaurants, and for the last day on a weekday, on a regular schedule anyway for now, of WCTC. We are not going to be on the air weekdays anymore. We're going to continue on our podcast, restaurantguysradio.com.
You'll be able to get at least one a week of our podcast from restaurantguysradio.com. WCTCAM.com is going to link to that site.
Yes.
Also, you can go through stageleft.com or kathlombardi.com and connect to our podcast.
So our relationship with this fine radio station will continue just in the cyber world where all the crazy kids are these days. Hey, we have another call from John in Asbury.
John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, I wanted to say thanks for all that you've done over the last couple of years for me. I've been to the restaurant a couple of times. I met Francis last week down at the bar.
Right. John, how are you? Nice to put a face to the name, to the voice, or
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that the first time I tuned in was flipping around and heard Stephen Beaumont, and like I said, I'm a huge beer snob.
Uh-huh.
You know, the great stuff, generally, I don't listen as much, but... It's always good, and I've been listening pretty steady for the last couple of years, learned a whole bunch.
Let me ask you a question. Have we changed your mind on anything?
Yes. Raw milk, mostly.
Nice.
Raw milk, we're trying to get that in New Jersey. Should be great.
I know. I live out in West Jersey, and I've had it a couple of times from some Gary's up Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I've gone to Pennsylvania to get it myself. Really,
and one of the things I just want, raw milk, Francis and I are proponents of raw milk. Francis and I believe that it should be a strictly regulated industry. You have to be very, very careful with raw milk, but that there are a lot of nutrients that we lose by pasteurizing milk, and you don't have to worry as much about raw milk as you used to.
Hey, John, I know you've been to the restaurant, so you like it. If we were to give you a $50 gift certificate to the restaurants, would you come see us again?
Without a doubt.
All right, then. You know what? We're gonna give you the engineer. He's going to take your information, and we're going to call you up and instruct you on how to get that, and we'll come see you in person again. And we're going to take one more call. We have time for We have time for a quick one. John in Frank in Middlesex. We have a wine question from Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hello. About in 2001, a business associate would give me a 3-pack of wine for Christmas, and I didn't drink wine. I didn't like wine, and he gave me a 3-pack every year. And then I started drinking wine last year. And now, since the first pack I got was from 2001, is the wine still good? Can I drink
it? First and most important question, and there are two of them. First and most important question is, where have you been storing it for the last 7 years?
In my cellar.
And is your cellar cool?
Pretty constant temperature.
Yeah, it's fairly cool and dry.
All right, then you have a if it's a wine that would age for that long, you have a good chance of it still being in shape. And what I'm going to ask you to do, you have email?
No.
No. All right, I'll tell you what you can do. You can call the restaurant later on.
Okay.
And the restaurant, Stage Left Restaurant, is 732-828-4444.
Okay.
And you can ask to speak to John, who's our sommelier.
Right.
And I'll tell him to be expecting your call. You'll tell, you have the label in front of you, tell him what kind of wine it is, and he'll tell you if it still should be good.
We'll give you some idea.
Oh, okay. Now, when can I call him? Anytime?
If you call, we got to let us get back.
After one, yeah.
Give him the heads up. So call him after one. All right. So there's another call for us. We'll come back after the news. We got one more thing to give away.
We got a bunch more stuff that we're going to give away. One more thing from Le Creuset, though.
Right. And then we're going to give away some stuff from us. And we can talk about bagels, strangely enough. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, 1450 WCTC. It's 1130.
Central Jersey Talk Radio, 1450 WCTC, with The Restaurant Guys.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. You are listening to The Restaurant Guys. I'm Mark Pascal, and I'm here with Francis Schott. Together, we own Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi restaurants in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We're here to give you the inside track on food, wine, and the finer things in life. You can reach us through restaurantguysradio.com. Download our podcast on iTunes.
This is our final weekday broadcast show on WCTCAM. The Restaurant Guys are going to take a little bit of time off this summer. We're going to continue to produce our podcast. We might show up on a Saturday show or something like that over the summer, and then come the fall, we'll ramp back up to a larger production. But restaurantguysradio.com is where you can find us. You'll have at least a podcast a week that we're going to produce over the course of the summer. But I'm going to get married, take a little time off, and enjoy the summer.
He's going to get married. I'm going to take a little time off.
If you want to reach us, you can. If you're listening on WCTCAM.com.
Going to learn all my children's names.
From outside the listening area, the number is 888-545-9282, and we encourage you to call. And if you're calling from within the listening area, it's 732-545-9282. Looks like we have a call on the line from Scott in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Hello,
hey, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Man, gee, guys, this is awesome.
Yeah, nobody ever gets to talk to us.
I sent you guys an email many months ago about grass-fed beef, and you guys read it over the radio, and
you're famous.
Yeah. So I, my wife and I will sit around and I'll replay that and we'll revel in the laughter and stuff. I appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome. I'm telling you what, I love the podcast and we listen to you I listen almost every day and for sure every weekend on our drive to Tulsa. So
have you told everybody else in Oklahoma about us? Do you have a big Oklahoma following?
Yes. Everybody I get in contact with or on my webpage, whatever, I've got you guys listed on there, and I refer to you guys all the time.
That's great.
That's great. That's a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you ever make it out here, Scott, we're going to take your information, and I realize you're in Oklahoma, so this is sort of like, you know, my expected value on this is not very high. But you can send it to a friend who lives locally if you like. I have a $50 gift certificate for you to the restaurants, but more than that, I want to thank you for listening
over
the years.
Yeah, thanks so
much. And keep listening, man.
Man, you guys are awesome. We're hoping to come out Labor Day on our anniversary, so that'll work out perfect.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. We'll have that $50 for you. So I want to ask you, have we changed your mind on anything in the years? What have we changed your mind on?
Yeah, you've changed our mind as far as eating locally, you know, checking out the local farmers, being more cognizant of how we eat and the foods that we buy. As a matter of fact, we've started trying to patronize the local farmers market here. And it's especially for my wife and I, and we both just have really become more aware from listening to your show about, you know, the quality of the food that you eat and the impact that you have on the environment, the impact that you have on your local economy when you buy locally and support your local farmers.
That's great, man.
And so we've learned a lot, and really, really enjoy the show.
And are you having a little more fun with food now?
I'm serious.
Are you having a little more fun with food now that you know a little more about it?
We are having a lot more fun with food, and, you know, as far as cooking and figuring out how to try new things, it's, you know, just this last weekend we grilled out, and I'm always thinking about what you guys refer when you talk about grilling and hamburgers or grilling. We did vegetables this last weekend, and so we're always trying to new things, and, you know, you guys have had a large impact on how we eat and enjoy the foods that we eat.
Well, you're going to make us cry, Scott. Stick on the line.
Thanks, Scott.
Stick
That's
on the
awesome.
Line. We're going to get your information. We'll send out that gift certificate. I thought for sure it wasn't coming back, but he's coming out. He's actually going to use the damn thing. $50 I'm out now to Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Mark?
Just a quick factoid about grass-fed beef. Study was done based on the caloric calorie difference and the different kinds of fat in grass-fed as opposed to corn-fed beef. Average American will lose 6 pounds this year if they switch from corn-fed beef to grass-fed beef.
Isn't that awesome? And we have some grass-fed on the menu. We have our steak menu on the restaurant, and we put 2 grass-fed steaks on the menu.
I just need to add one other fact about steak to my conversation. We've gotten in a flat-iron steak. Now, flat-iron steak to take home and butcher is a nightmare.
Right.
Okay, it's just a very, very difficult, very, very difficult steak to butcher. But a really, really, I think maybe the most flavorful steak on the cow, maybe behind the ribeye. So if you see flat iron steaks in restaurants, you should definitely consider leaning towards a flat iron steak. It should be one of the least expensive steaks on the menu.
And with grass fed beef, never go beyond medium rare. You're going to make a shoe. You're going to make shoe leather. Okay. We have some more callers on the line. It's like lit up like a Christmas tree. We have Lou from East Brunswick on the line. Hello, Lou.
Lou, welcome to the show.
Hi. We've enjoyed your show for a long time, and we've been in the restaurant several times. And I know sourcing for a restaurant is difficult, but as a person in the family who does the food shopping, your show has been a big help. It has gotten more and more difficult with each passing year just to go to the grocery store and stock up for the week. I stand in front of the fish counter and, you know, where is this from? Where is that from? And eggs and, you know, looking for the truly cage-free eggs, like what do all these labels mean? And listening to some of the food scientists and people you've had on the show has made the job easier. You've given me specific brands to look for and, you know,
that's awesome.
That's really great.
Well, you know, and I
that's
think,
really great. Thank you very much.
I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for taking us seriously. Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
Are you going to continue to listen to us on the Restaurant Guys, restaurantguysradio.com?
Lie to us here if you need to.
No, absolutely. we really like your show, and we were astounded at how much we enjoyed your radio show. You know, a little old local show. It's great.
That's
terrific. Thank you very much.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lou. Since you do the sourcing in the family, I'm assuming you cook.
Oh yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're gonna have a 3-quart Le Creuset saucier pan. It's worth $164, and if you stay on the line and talk to the engineer, he'll get your information, and we'll
Excellent.
Have it waiting for you at the restaurant.
Thank you very much, and enjoy your summer, and congratulations on your wedding, Francis.
Thank you.
So I have some more good news for those of you who have been sourcing food locally, going to the local food markets, using your local farms, going to those local farm markets. With the price of agribusiness food going way, way up,
it's starting to become reasonable.
It's almost around the same. It's almost the same price now to buy. I think the organics and the lesser.
I want to thank you all for something else.
Lesser distributed foods.
I want to thank you all for something else. I think this is the most number of callers that have ever called CTC in an hour.
We're gonna try and get to everybody. We're doing our best.
So let's power on through. We have Gary in Metuchen on the line. Hello, Gary.
Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're good. How are you today?
I want to call up and thank you for everything that Catherine Lombardi has been doing to bring cocktail culture to Central New Jersey.
Actually,
to all your classes. I had my eyes opened by you guys earlier with food and then with wine, but I'd never really thought about liquor being a really quality ingredient and everything that you need with a bar chef to do.
You know, it's amazing how it's really changed around, and thanks for listening. You know, I would say we were the first in New Jersey to bring cocktail culture in the restaurants, and having this radio show has been a wonderful way to talk about it and communicate with cocktailians around the world who email us,
mm-hmm.
and to also talk to people in the area who would be interested, like you, Gary.
So, you know, something I've been saying a lot is you're going to see in 5 to 10 years, you will not be able to have a great restaurant unless you have a great cocktail program. That will be one of the criteria to being a great restaurant.
Hey, Garrett. Well, go ahead, Garrett.
Much like Lou, I got to complain a little bit because I remember something Francis said once. You know, if you make a drink and you don't use the specified vodka, no one's going to notice. But if you put in the wrong gin, it's going to get sent back. And I've become that guy now. I have to have the particular gin. I don't necessarily want to be that guy.
I'm sorry, I've ruined you.
But if it's not Junipero, it's going back.
We've ruined you. But I'll tell you what, you can come and get some Junipero at our bar. Hang on the line. We're going to give you a $50 gift certificate to the restaurants that you can use. And you can use it at the bar if you want, man. Because
so thanks for calling, Gary. We'll see you in the restaurant.
And keep listening on Restaurant
Nights every week, guys.
You're welcome. And keep listening on RestaurantGuysRadio.com. Gary actually comes down to the restaurant for our Friday cocktail parties, as he was mentioning when I spoke over him, because I'm not so good at taking calls yet. I'm used to having, you know, being in total control. So thanks to Gary Matuchin.
Usually it's just me you're talking over. Now you have callers to contend with.
We have time for a quick call. You know what? Let's wait, and we'll take it after the break, and we can get to a couple more calls after the break. So stay on the line. I see there are a lot of you. We're going to try and get to everybody. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, 1450 WCTC. It's 1145.
Hey, Francis, what's your first choice of hotel in New Jersey?
Easy question, Mark. It's the Heldrich Hotel and Conference Center.
You stay there because it's so convenient, right across the street from the restaurants, right?
I stay there because it's awesome. The rooms are elegant and stylish and comfortable. The service is slick and professional and kind. Did you know they have a swimming pool and a full-service spa?
You know you're a decadent guy, right?
I do, and that's why I stay at the Heldrich.
Well, I stay there for more practical reasons. It's right in the heart of New Brunswick, so you can walk to all the great restaurants and brew pubs and cafes and three world-class theaters. You can even catch the train to Manhattan and be there in less than an hour. And if you want to dine or have a drink in the hotel, Christopher's Restaurant and Bar is right there.
The Heldrich is also great for business. In our dining rooms, we meet a ton of people who book corporate events, meetings, and conferences there, and they're all happy. With 248 rooms, 14 suites, and over 25,000 square feet of state-of-the-art meeting and conference space, the Heldrich can do up to 450 for meetings, social events, and even great weddings.
It's only 25 minutes from Newark Airport. There's a direct train from New Brunswick and frequent shuttles. How easy is that?
To plan a meeting or book a leisurely getaway, call the Heldrich at 866-609-4700. Visit theheldrich.com or click through the link on our website. Ask for the Restaurant Guys promo or online enter promo code Catherine to get a special rate just for our listeners. That's 866-609-4700, theheldrich.com, or click the link on Restaurant Guys Radio. The promo code is Catherine.
Central Jersey Talk Radio, 1450 WCTC with the Restaurant Guys.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Restaurant Guys, Mark and Francis, for the last weekday broadcast on WCTC AM. You can call our show from the local area at 732-545-9282. That's 732-545-9282, or from outside the listening area at 1-888-545-9282. After today, we go on podcast. I want to charge all of our listeners, whether on podcast, whether on CTC AM, or whether in the broadcast area. I want you to email all of your friends and turn them on to our show, because one of the great things about being on the air is sometimes people pick you up accidentally as they're going from one ooby-doo pop station to another. You know, that's where we find some of our listeners in the local area. And while we have this broad following, thank heaven, around the world, we'd like it to get bigger, and we want people in the local area to know about
it. We have a message, and I really want it to get out there.
So help spread the message. Hey, we have online Tony in New Brunswick. Hello, Tony.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Good. I just want to tell you, I'm a tree specialist, and I cook. I live with my son, and you guys have just made it, like, so pleasurable. I mean, it's really great. I've turned on my brother-in-law, who has a restaurant in D.C. He loves you guys. Matter of fact, I went to the Blue Ribbon in Park Slope because of you guys.
Oh, nice.
Did you like it?
Oh, God, did I like it. It's fantastic.
Unbelievable oysters.
Great restaurant, yeah.
Till 4 o'clock in the morning.
One quick story. You had a gentleman on who was introducing a new Bordeaux one time from France, and I called my my cousin through marriage, who has a liquor store right across from the Blue Ribbon in Park Slope, Red, White, and Bubbly, it's called.
Uh-huh.
And he had been to the French consulate the night before with the same gentleman that you guys had on. So it's a small world.
You know, nice. You know what's funny, and I'm not saying that we're, you know, that they're getting their ideas from us. But I love when we scoop the New York Times food section by a couple of weeks. So we have an author on about a brand new book, and then you see it in a national publication and it's touted. Or, you know, we were talking about how, you know, if you buy Coke from Mexico, we're talking about this
just a couple
with the
weeks
guy
ago.
Who owns
Gourmet Garage.
Gourmet Garage. And how if you buy Coke from Mexico, it's made with sugar and not high fructose corn syrup, so it tastes better. So if you find, especially you can find it in New Brunswick, at the little bodegas, it says
Will the bodegas have them?
Some of the little bodegas on French Street have them.
French Street, that narrows it down.
It'll say it right on the bottle.
It says Hecho en Mexico on the bottle, and it's great. So I'm reading the Wednesday section of the New York Times, the wine column, by Eric Asimov, and he does a thing on root beer, and he talks about how, you know, real connoisseurs of soda seek out Mexican Coke because it's made of sugar. I'm like, I bet he heard that on the show.
I was telling my family about that. We had a picnic last weekend, and I'm saying, we have to get the Coke. The restaurant guys are always talking about
it. It's really different. I cannot tell a lie. It's really different.
Hey, Tony,
it this weekend.
Have you been to the restaurant?
Yes, I have. I got two hamburgers to go. I know you were talking the other day about food not to go, but I got two hamburgers to go, and my brother's got a couple. They're fantastic.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you stay on the line, we're going to take your information. We're going to give you a $50 gift certificate to use at either one of the restaurants, but not for to-go. You got to stay this time.
You got it. Oh, you got it. Thank you so much.
Tony,
it's been a pleasure.
Oh,
thanks, Tony.
Are you going to keep listening on the computer at restaurantguysradio.com?
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tony New Brunswick, thanks a million. Let's just go right to another caller. We never do this. It's so much fun. You know, I got to tell you something. And this
Francis
is
like a little school kid right now.
Well, this is no shot on anybody, but... This is a lot easier than coming up with an hour of content, reading a book. My goodness, call-in shows. Let's do one of these. Now, Sarah in Sayreville. How are you?
Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hey, I'm so sad that guys are leaving, but I will be listening on the computer.
There you are. As long as you have a computer, it's the 21st century. You can continue to listen. So, Sarah, yes. you've listened to us for a long time?
I have. In fact, I went to a dinner down in Brick, and it was going south, and it was on the south side, and the dinner was excellent. Next day, I turn on the radio, and you have the chef on from this restaurant.
Oh, that's funny.
That was Nicholas at Restaurant Nicholas.
Yes, that's it.
Well, it was kismet. It was fate. You were destined to be a listener.
I know, and it was so good, and his restaurant is very, very nice.
Yes, really spectacular. I totally agree.
Good friend of ours as well. Have you been to our place?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, we kicked Nicholas's butt. We're going to give you a...
I'll bet Nicholas didn't give you a $50 gift certificate to his restaurant while you were there.
No, he didn't.
And Nicholas, my friend, I hope you are listening. So we're going to give you a $50 gift certificate to come into the restaurant.
Thank you.
If you hang on, the engineer will take your information. But I do have one funny Sayreville story. And I hope you're still listening, Sarah, because my two best friends in college were Mark and my friend Kurt, who's a famous author now, and he lives out in East Hampton.
Grew up in Sayreville,
so I have a lot of experience with Sayreville. I used to go to Simcoe's, used to go to Sayreville Bar. I used to know Sayreville pretty well. And I was in Italy once, and I'll tell this really quickly. And I was at this bar, and I met these two really beautiful Italian women who worked for an Italian wine importer friend of ours. They weren't the brightest girls,
but they were more than beautiful.
They're hot.
Okay, they're more than, beautiful is you're understating a little bit.
And they said to me, so, where are you from in the United States? And Mark is with me at the time. And I said, and they usually say, like, I'm from New York, just because it's easier than explaining the geography. I said, well, I'm from New Jersey. They said, you're from New Jersey? No, I've never gotten that reaction my whole life traveling all around.
And never since either.
And I said, I'm from New Jersey. Do you know Sayreville, New Jersey? And I thought, yeah, with a dynamite factory. My buddy Kurt went to high school there. And I said, and I'm thinking, why Sayreville, New Jersey? And then it came clear. I said, do you know John Bon Jovi? I said, well, no, but actually my friend Kurt went to high school with him, and I think he beat him up in the fourth grade. And she said, why would anybody do that? All right, we're going to take a call from Ruby in New Brunswick. Hello,
hi, Ruby.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm well. I see on my little screen here, it says you're looking for some advice.
Yes. I'm a first-year in business. I have a cheesecake company, and I'm just wondering what advice you can give for somebody who's trying to get their product some recognition.
Call the radio show about food. It's a good way to plug yourself.
Ruby, why don't you tell us what the name of your cheesecake company is?
The name is A Taste of Ruby's, and the basic concept is, you know, taste is an experience of excellence. And Ruby's is a measure of excellence, so I pretty much named the business A Taste of Ruby's.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's tasteofrubies.com.
Well, there's our support for local alternative businesses. Try Rubies.
And the advice is that you want to get as many people to taste your product as possible. You want to go to restaurants. You want to go because the best way to get that some kind of exposure that way is to be out in restaurants. I'll tell you, Gary's Wine Marketplace. This is just an idea for you. He does like little tastings every day or every couple of days where you stand in front of his restaurant and you kind of showcase your product. Showcasing your product is the best way to go about it.
And by the way, you could send a cheesecake to the restaurant guys around lunchtime is the best. around 11:30 because we're not on the air anymore, you see. So if a cheesecake were to show up at stage left addressed to Mark and Francis at 11:30, it just wouldn't go to waste. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it would go to my waste.
We'll be back in just a moment. Your waste. I like that. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Restaurant Guys, 1450 WCTC. It's 11:55.
Central Jersey Talk Radio, 1450 WCTC.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the final segment of The Restaurant Guys on WCTC on weekdays.
Hey, you know, there are lots of people who are responsible for making this show go. But the first, I have to thank our producer, Shari Swansboro. She
is tremendous.
If people keep asking us, you know, why do you get all these? Why do all these people come on your show? I don't understand. You have
best guest list in radio.
Guest list in radio, in food radio. Why do they keep coming on your show? And the answer is because Shari won't let them say no.
Right. Okay? Exactly.
That's
right.
That's the answer. So you know, there's other people. Alex Sauter and Jason Miles worked our board for a while.
Alex Sauter
does some of our editing for podcasts.
Alex, the other thing people always say is, how do you guys know so much? We really don't. We just know about what we're talking about. We know a lot, but Alex Sauter is our head researcher and. We have
other researchers, too. Thank you to them.
Jason Miles is the recording engineer who produces all the final segments of the show from a technical perspective.
You know, Mike Pavlichko here at the station. Tom Ortuso has been our engineer a bunch of times, most of the time.
And a huge shout-out to the guy who is more dedicated to quality on this station than, he's really has been a guiding light for us, is Bruce.
Bruce Johnson.
Bruce Johnson, the director
super
of news.
Talented guy. Doesn't get enough credit for what he does.
Amazing, amazing. And, you know, the biggest thank you for all of this has to go to our families. My fiance for the last couple of years and Mark's family for the whole 3 years we've been doing this. It's a lot of work to produce original content and to produce original content that we care about. You know, it's funny, over the years, so we're thanking our families for putting up with us so that we can do this, which we love, which is which we think is important. And, you know, we talk to people all the time, and sometimes they're a little skeptical when they come in the beginning of the show because they've done 37 interviews for this
happens
book.
A lot. It really does happen a lot. And I don't know if you guys, when you're listening, you ever notice.
People warm up to us after
sometimes a caller will come in and they'll be a little cool.
Yeah.
And we'll feel that a little bit, but by the end of the first segment or the end of the second segment, they have warmed up and they're ready to talk about whatever we want to talk
and
about.
And we get a lot of emails. Many times their guests will email us, and you've seen as many of these top people come back on our show again and again, and they'll say, you know, you asked me questions that no one else asked me. And what surprises me, but I guess it shouldn't, in media, most people who do interviews really haven't read the book.
Mm-hmm.
We've read the book, had it abstracted, had research done for us, and really thought about asking the good questions. But you know who really makes it all able to do it is you. So please email us.
Send us your email address. Let us know from where you're listening. And keep listening to the show on podcast, restaurantguysradio.com. Again, you can just go to stageleft.com or kathlombardi.com and keep listening to the show.
And you can email us, mark@restaurantguysradio.com or francis@restaurantguysradio.com. Come to the restaurants if you're in the area and say hello. Let us know you're there if you're a listener.
We want you to remember that with us only doing one show or two shows a week, how much better the show's going to be. Because we got all this stuff to say, and we got to smash it all in 2 hours a week now.
And listen, everybody, you're what allows us to keep doing this by keeping listening to us, and you are the reason we do it in the first place.
Thanks very much.
So eat well, do good by eating well, listen to the Restaurant Guys, and be careful of what you eat. You are what you eat. Thanks for listening to The Restaurant Guys on WCTC AM. Please continue on restaurantguysradio.com. I'm Francis Schott.
And I'm Mark Pascal.
We are still The Restaurant Guys, 1450 WCTC. It's high noon.